track four, we come to this week's family notices, which, as usual, are all death announcements. I'm afraid there are 12 of them this week, starting with Bowden Helen, who passed away peacefully at Rowcroft Hospice on the 5th of December, aged 83. The funeral service will take place at St Peter's Chapel, Exeter Crematorium, on Friday the 10th of January at 12:30. All are welcome.
Garrett Frederick passed away peacefully at Torbay Hospital on December the 9th, aged 86. A celebration of his life will take place at Torquay Crematorium on Saturday the 4th of January at 10:30 a.m. and donations going to the RSPB.
Hext Lynette Lynn passed away peacefully at home on Saturday the 7th of December, aged 78. Funeral service to be held at St Peter's Church, Buckland in the Moor, on Monday the 23rd of December at 1 o'clock. Donations, if desired, in memory of Lynn to St Peter's Church on retiring collection.
Medland Frank passed away peacefully on Friday the 29th of November, aged 92. The funeral service will be held at Parker's Funeral Directors on Monday the 30th of December at 2 p.m. Donations, if desired, are for the Alzheimer's Society and the Royal British Legion.
Mella Nee Holland Gertrude passed away peacefully at Palm Court Nursing Home on the 7th of December, aged 88. A celebration of her life will take place at Our Lady and St Patrick's Church on January the 3rd at 11 a.m. Donations going to Church in Need.
Merchant Leonard George Len passed away peacefully on the 2nd of December 2024 at Ashburton House Care Home, aged 101 years. A funeral service will be held at Woodland Church, Ashburton, on Monday the 6th of January 2025 at 11:30 a.m, followed by burial in the churchyard. Donations to Woodland Church.
Rue Norman Venner on Sunday the 8th of December passed away peacefully at home, aged 90. A service of thanksgiving is to be held at the Avenue Church, Newton Abbot, on Friday the 3rd of January at 2:30. Donations, if desired, will be shared between the British Red Cross Society and the Royal Agricultural Benevolent Institution.
Riley June died peacefully at Moores Park House, Bishop Stainton, on 2nd of December, aged 95. June's coffin will be received into the Catholic Church of Our Lady and St Patrick, Tynmouth, on Sunday the 29th of December at 4 p.m. Funeral service will be held on Monday the 30th of December at 11:30 a.m, followed by cremation at Torquay Crematorium.
Strickland Mike passed away peacefully after a short illness on Monday the 9th of December, aged 82. A Thanksgiving service to celebrate Mike's life will take place at Tynmouth Methodist Church on Friday the 3rd of January at 11:45. Donations, if desired, can be made to Rowcross Hospice by retiring collection or via their website.
Russell Ella Sylvia passed away on the 8th of December, aged 86. Former Mayor of Tynmouth, Chair of Teignbridge District Council and Devon County Councillor. Her funeral will be held on Friday the 10th of January at 11 o'clock at the Parish Church of St Michael the Archangel, East Tynmouth. Donations are for cents.
Toza Nee Widdicombe, Edith Phyllis, passed away peacefully at QA Hospital, Portsmouth, on the 3rd of December, aged 95. Funeral service to be held at St Michael's Church, Kingstainton, on Friday the 3rd of January at 12:30 p.m. Donations to Rowcroft Hospice.
Watts Brian Harry passed away peacefully on Thursday the 5th of December, aged 82. The funeral service will take place on Friday the 20th of December at 10:30 a.m. at Torquay Crematorium. Donations in memory of Brian can be made on the day by retiring collection.
And that concludes the family notices for this week.